This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. This is Frida Liu, together with Audrey Raj and Jeff Sandu. And of course, it's time for Voices of SMEs. Mm.
But yes. Before that, though, today on the show, we will be covering. So we have Voice of SMEs. We do have Powering Through the Pandemic that will be happening at 11. And today we're talking to, I guess, one of our favorite social enterprise, Pichaits, Kim Lim from Pichaits. And on Biz Bites for today, we're asking you, have you upskilled or reskilled during the MCO period? And if so, let us know how. We're giving you a few options on Twitter. You can select online courses if you've been doing that. I know a lot of my friends have been taking up online courses because they're free. There's webinars. There's YouTube, the good old friend. And there's also the option of didn't have the time. Now, this could mean both ways. One is you just probably are not interested, or you just don't have the time, because I know I've spoken to a lot of people who've also said they're now even more busier than they have ever before. So, you know,
especially maybe, with those with little children.
So, you know, it's not a negative kind of connotation when you're selecting didn't have the time. And, you know, we'll probably give you some tips on how you perhaps could find the time to upskill, reskill yourself, and why I guess today is the best day to upskill and reskill yourself, right? Because of COVID-19.
Exactly. But for now, this is Voice of SMEs, and we have Pink Box Cereal in the spotlight today. So for the past few months, businesses have seen a divide between being essential and non-essential, right? Both categories came with their own set of problems, but specifically for the non-essential industries, it was really a gamble to see which products were left in the dust and which products managed to still hold an essential place in their customers' hearts.
Literally in the dust.
Yes.
So the beauty and skincare industry especially was a strange field to navigate during the MCO, with the general approach to dolling up for the workplace switching over to putting up on your makeup for video conferences, right? So to find out more about how this industry fared, we have the co-founders of Pink Box Cereal, Shafika Shafi, and also Muhammad Ilya on the line. What was your initial reaction when the MCO was first implemented?
Well, our first reaction is probably just the same as everyone else. We're just really shocked and confused. I still remember that day after the announcement, my wife and I, we just went upstairs to discuss how we are going to do this. And at that time, we have no idea that MCO is going to be this long. We thought that after that 2 weeks, everything would just go back to normal. So we just decided to follow what the government told us to do, to take 2 weeks off, to stay at home. So we call all of our employees and, you know, tell them that take that one day to just finish off everything that you need to do, and after that, take 2 weeks off, just stay at home. Don't worry about your salary, because we're giving 2 weeks full paid leave. Although at that time we were already informed that e-commerce is under essential services, we weren't really sure if we belong to that group, because the term e-commerce is quite general, and I believe that every businesses on earth at that time are already doing e-commerce. So we're just not sure. So to be safe, we just, you know, take that 2 weeks off and see where we can move from there.
So guys, let's talk about sales. How did Pink Box Cereal's revenue fare throughout the MCO?
Sales has been very fantastic during MCO. I'm not sure if it's because of our heavy marketing that we are doing in the background, or because people are just bored at home, so they turn to online shopping as another source of entertainment. But maybe it's a combination of both, because we take our marketing seriously during MCO. We are running quite a few campaigns throughout this short period. Yeah, but sales has been very fantastic.
I think it's all those factors combined, right? It's that a lot of people are bored at home, and then yet, you know, there's great marketing plans. So when you combine all of these factors, then, you know, chances are you probably get more sales. So many SMEs, they're facing employee salaries and retention as a huge obstacle in the MCO period. Has Pink Box Cereal faced any of these challenges?
Fortunately, we don't have to do that. We don't have to lay off anyone. We don't have to fire anyone during this tough time. That's why we take our marketing and customer service seriously, because we would like to bring in as much revenue as we can during this tough time. So You know, even during MCO, we hired quite a few part-timers to help us since movement is very limited, so we need an extra hands to help. We are looking forward to absorb these people into our permanent team soon. And yeah, currently we are just looking for ways to grow bigger. So maybe in the near future, we can, you know, provide more job opportunities to people out there. That would be very nice to do during this tough time. I'm looking forward to that.
So, you know, as most people transition to working from home, there seem to be a decrease in people using makeup during the MCO. I know I hardly touch my makeup. Was this a concern for Pinkbox at all?
Okay, so at Pinkbox Cereal, we provide a variety of cosmetic products, and that includes skincare. So it's not just makeup. In fact, we have a higher demand in skincare as opposed to makeup. Yeah, so our online sales for most of our skincare and haircare products have increased tremendously since MCO. People still need to wash their face, their hair. They have much, much more time to pamper themselves at this moment. Some of our customers actually really need our skincare products because they can't be doing any facials or do any skin appointments during this time. So yeah, we are grateful to be able to provide that for those who really need this sort of treatment at home. But our sales for makeup products has gradually bounced back since more people are getting back to work now. And now people are slowly somehow panic buying their sunscreens, mascaras, because, you know, some of our makeup, including mine, have been so outdated and almost reaching their expiry dates. So yeah, we are definitely grateful to say that our products have been a lifesaver somehow for those who need them. We're not much affected by the MCO or anyone not buying our makeup and all. So far, it's been great. People still demand for such things. I still wear makeup somehow at home. A little bit of concealer just to make myself, you know, pretty at home. So yeah, so far it has been good.
So as you mentioned, you offer truly a staggering amount of, and also a variety of beauty and skincare products on your website. How has your supply chain held up? Where do you source the products from?
Yeah, I do have to admit that it was quite a challenge for us to maintain a good and smooth supply chain in the beginning of MCO. We had some issues with getting our raw ingredients and product packaging on time. We mainly source our bottles and other packaging from Hong Kong specifically, and some of our raw ingredients are from the US. So many of our stocks have been stuck at the cargo part during the first two phases of MCO, and they can't fly and enter Malaysia at that moment. But luckily, we still manufacture all our products locally in factories in Malaysia. It's just the packaging and raw ingredients that's been sourced from overseas. And I have to say that it's a blessing that through many years of doing other businesses with my husband, yeah, we've done other businesses before. We've learned from our mistakes. We've learned to always be very well prepared ahead of time. Getting organized, having enough supplies for at least 6 months is very crucial. So when MCO hits, we still have enough supplies and resources. That being said, we still have some things that we had to improvise. So what we did was we had to do like a temporary new packaging for some of our items. I'm glad that our suppliers in Malaysia have been very helpful. Most of them can still operate because they do supply essential items. And they have helped us to get some last-minute supply options to make sure that we won't be running out of stocks. We did not operate for the first 2 weeks of MCO. We gave our staff full paid leave. And during that time, we held a special sale, which we call it Dok Diam Diam sale, and everything was considered pre-order. So our customers can still shop at our website, but they just have to wait until we reopen in April to deliver their products.
They just have to duduk diam-diam di rumah, right? So that's the co-founders of Pinkbox Cereal, Shafiqah Shafi and Muhammad Ilya, and we'll continue to discuss with them about some of the, I guess, maybe logistical challenges they have faced during the MCO. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. BFM 89.9.
Baba from Malacca. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Welcome back to Voice of SMEs. I actually really love that promo from The Morning Run.
Kusu Chuang
with very witty with his words. You're listening to Voice of SMEs. My name is Jas Ander, together with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. And we have Shafiqah Shafi and Muhammad Ilya of the Pinkbox Cereal. And we're talking to them about the beauty and skincare industry because, you know, a lot of us have, I guess, discussed, you know, how many industries are taking a hit. But e-commerce seems to be on a boom. However, you know, most people would say, yeah, but, you know, certain sectors of e-commerce are probably suffering, especially the beauty and skincare.
The non-essential sector, yeah. Right? And also, I love what they said earlier because, you know, I was just thinking people are not using makeup right now. Maybe it's just because I'm not using makeup right now. But, you know, I like what they said about the fact that more people are taking care of themselves right now. Mm. So they're investing in skincare and, you know, doing facials at home. And so, you know, that's another side of the business that I never thought about.
And of course, you know, we heard about them because they were on a webinar with us, right?
Yes.
And they've been very successful. It's very nice to hear some positivity among all the many stories we've been hearing. Mm.
And you know, for them, sales, like they said, you know, sales have been fantastic and really, really good because of, I guess, you know, a combination of so many different things, right? With the people at home, you know, they want to take care of themselves. They have the time to do their own home spa thingies. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, probably most people never had the time to do so. And plus with, I guess, you know, good marketing strategies that come into handy, right? Because when people were to search for something, do they get your products or do they find some other products, right? Like, I think yesterday we mentioned if you're on page 2 of Google, then there's just no point.
It doesn't matter.
Right. You know, yeah. It doesn't matter at all, right? So anyways, I guess, you know, we want to now find out about logistical challenges. Did you encounter any of these logistical challenges during the MCO period?
You know, if there is a problem that keeps us awake at night during MCO, that would be logistic. It is just one big headache. You know, because everything involves logistics, right? Just imagine during MCO, the amount of roadblocks that we have to go through. A journey that normally takes you about 5 to 10 minutes now takes you an hour. So everything is just backed up. There is this one time where, you know, we take matters into our own hands, where our abang postman, who usually picks up all the orders at our office to their warehouse, the lorry is just full the whole week. So, you know, we don't want our customers to be waiting for so long. So we take matters into our own hands and just, you know, deliver the goods ourselves to their warehouse. We take our personal cars and just, you know, go there. And there are quite a few times that our supplier resisted to send the supplies to our office in Damansara because they said it's going to take too much time. So, you know, we just have to take a different approach. We hired Grab drivers. We hired all these riders to help us to bring in the goods. So, yeah, it might take more expenses, might use more expenses to get things done. But, you know, we just had to do what we had to do until everything went back to normal.
Mm. So guys, you know, just like Jeff was saying earlier, a big part of Pink Box Cereal that sets you apart from other beauty industry players is that your community on social media is really well established. You know, not just on Facebook and Instagram, but also through your YouTube with your personal vlogs. To what extent do you think that this level of communication with your customers has helped you during the MCO?
I have to say that this is something that I'm really proud of. That is to have a very strong database. It's not an overnight success thing, though. I did not go viral. Most of you listening to this may still not know who Pink Box Cereal is. But I'm very proud to say that I have a very, very good quality followers and customers. I have built a very good community in Pink Box Cereal. It's definitely an organic growth. I actually started doing beauty contents in 2015, and it was only in April 2018 that my husband jumped in and turned my social media brand into a full-scale e-commerce business. So I have already sort of gathered true top quality prospects since 2015. There was no rush. And up until now, our presence is mainly built through word of mouth. I'm very engaged and transparent to my audience. So when this MCO thing happened, I know that my audience, which I call them specifically, I call them dolls. So my dolls are always going to be there to support me. And some of my dolls have more free time to catch up on all my videos and live videos and my skincare podcast. So it is really a big help to be in touch with the latest technology. This is our new norm, and I believe all businesses should take this time to build a very strong database and system in the online world.
I like how she's got even a name for her followers itself, right? And they feel very empowered by it as well. So.
Database.
Mm. So pre-MCO, you allowed your customers who were picking up their orders at your office, known as the Dollhouse, to stay and interact with your staff as a carry-on from your makeup cafe concept that ended last year. Is this something that you think you will resume post-MCO? Maybe why or why not?
Yes, we call our HQ, our office, as the Pink Box Serial Dollhouse. And a lot of our customers love to drop by to pick up their items and do some walk-in shopping. And then that was when we did a designated cafe concept, which is called the Pink Box Serial Beauty Cafe. Basically, we turn our office into a walk-in beauty cafe where people can hang around and play with our beauty products there. We have closed that beauty cafe concept last year due to our focus on expanding our online business. We don't have enough space now for a beauty cafe because our online stocks are fully occupying our office. At this moment, we are not looking to resume our beauty cafe, not in the future, not in the near future, at least someday, but not now.
So speaking of the future, just before we go, guys, you know, do you have any predictions about the beauty industry post-MCO?
I think that the beauty industry is still going to be in huge demand for many years to come. I believe that things involving vanity or self-care is part of who we are every day. Things that make us feel good. We totally need that, especially with what's going on today. It's just a matter of how we as business owners keep innovating and providing what the consumers want. Be the solution instead of the problem to our customers. This is a huge market with huge demand. Competition is also going to be high. So we got to be up to date and always listen to what the people want and need.
Right. Thank you so much, guys. That was Shafika Shafi and Muhammad Ilya from Pink Box Cereal, so the co-founders of Pink Box Cereal.
So I'll be honest with you guys, I don't buy beauty products.
Are you sure, Jeff?
Online.
Online.
Yeah. So I don't buy beauty products online nor in physical stores. But, you know, see, the both of y'all here, so, you know, because two of y'all are very different. But I guess, you know, so Audrey, you mentioned you've, I guess, you know, in this MCO period, you never really thought of like, yeah, maybe I want to treat myself, do a home spa thingy.
Oh no, where
no
would
time
I find
for it because
the
time? You've got the kid.
But I just pulled out my eyeliner this week, oh. You know, just because I felt like, you know, it's CMCO now, you know, I need to put on some eyeliner, you know, just in case I see other people. So other than the both of you, you guys are used to me. But other than that, I've not.
Okay, so, you know, like I take part in a lot of webinars and all that. So of course, like you got to look, you know, it's a matter of life or death. Is she alive or is she, you know? So I do that and I think I do take care, right? I mean, I put a mask on, you know, so it's just like, Some self-love, some self-care, I think is important, right? Just to stay sane.
Yeah. And I like what she said about the fact that the beauty industry, it's not going to tank at anytime soon. You know, I think we'll see some evolution into maybe people buying more stuff online. We've seen companies like Sephora do use augmented reality to help you to pick your lipstick shade and stuff like that. So maybe it will shift more online, heavier online at some point in the future. But for now, the beauty industry is here to stay, all because of vanity.
It's all about the beauty industry, because right after this, we'll be talking to Sothys, right? And this is where you actually physically go and get your facials and stuff like that. What will, you know, what are they going to be doing, you know, post MCO? So we'll find out right after this. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.